The Gemara Masechta Sfachim Daf Yudbeis Amud Aleph asks, "Umi kamidi, is there ever a situation dilashachat mitzafra, dilashachle mitzafra amrit zamnehu, that if you shechted a carbon in the morning, we would say it's the proper time? V'chimate ben zmana ben abayim, but if we wait till the afternoon, amrit yuchar adava." The Gemara's question is because right now the Gemara is under the assumption that a carbon Pesach could be brought Erev Pesach in the morning. And if a carbon Pesach could be brought Erev Pesach in the morning, we just learned, however, the Gemara just said a moment before that if you're going to bring the carbon Pesach in the afternoon, first bring the Tamid Shebein Arbayim and then bring the carbon Pesach. So the Gemara's question is, if I brought the carbon Pesach in the morning, it would be perfectly fine. And now because I waited till the afternoon, I should bring it after Tamid Shebein Arbayim? Says the Martin, indeed there is a precedent for such a halacha. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is mispalo shomincha. If somebody has not yet daven musaf and the time for mincha has come, he should daven mincha achakach mispal shom sofim, and only afterwards daven musaf. So what do we see from here? What we see from here is that musaf certainly is supposed to daven before mincha. But once the time for mincha comes, musaf is pushed off till after mincha. If we look at this halacha, that at first glance the halacha is that you should daven, if the time for mincha came, you should daven mincha before musaf. So the Gemara, this is a Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin, and the Gemara says the reason, most Rishonim give the reason, because Tadda V'Sheina Tadda, Tadda Kaidim. Mincha is certainly more Taddir than Musaf, and therefore, Tadda V'Sheina Tadda, Tadda Kaidim. However, Rashi doesn't give that pshat. Rashi, there in Masechta Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, explains the reason why mispal shel mincha v'achak mispal shel musafim. Rashi says because this person is a posheya, he delayed in davening musaf. So since he's a posheya on musaf, we don't want him also to be a posheya on mincha. So at least mincha, let him daven at the right time. From here, we actually see, point out the Mefarshim, that a tefillah is supposed to be davened at the first moment possible. And therefore, a person who didn't take advantage of davening the tefillah when he was supposed to daven, Rashi calls him a pesheya. So the Mefarshim asks, Rashi's pshat is indeed an interesting pshat, but the pasha pshat in the Gemara is indeed tad v'sheena tad tad kaidim. So why doesn't Rashi say that pshat? Why did Rashi look for a new pshat? So there are those that want to explain the Nachlas Tovid. The Rashi didn't want to say the svar of tad v'sheena tad tad kaidim because you can't say that in a situation where one chiv preceded another chiv. And since the chiv for musaf comes before, the chiv to daven musaf comes before the chiv to daven mincha, so in such a situation, you don't say, tada v'tada, shere tada tada kodim. Another explanation goes back to a concept that we've learned in our Masechta. And that is that whenever somebody has to bring a carbon chatos and a carbon oila, you always bring the chatos before the oila. So, on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh, included in the carbon musaf was a carbon chatas. And therefore, since they had in them the carbon chatos, the tamid sheben abayim, the mincha, is a carbon oila. And we know that the chatas comes before the oila, so which is the concept which supersedes the concept of tada v'she'ena tada tada kaidim. And therefore, Rashi had to come up with a different explanation why this person who now has to daven mincha and musaf should daven mincha before musaf. Another pshat that I saw is that indeed tada v'she'ena tada tada kaidim, but what's bothering Rashi is that this person has plenty of time to daven mincha. So that should not activate the concept of Tadav Shena Tadav Tadav Kaidim. That's why Rashi gave a different pshat. So right now we have two pshatim. Why, if somebody has to daven mincha, and then he has to daven musaf, and now this man mincha came, why he should daven mincha first? One is because Tadav Shena Tadav Tadav Kaidim. Another pshat is because this person is a pasheya, and since he's a pasheya on the musaf, at least let him not be a pasheya on the mincha. Let him daven mincha at least in the right time. But it's interesting to note the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, says that this entire halacha is only for somebody who's davening b'yichidus. Somebody, a tzibur, should never daven mincha before musaf. Because people will come to make the error that the proper order is always mincha before musaf. Another explanation that the Kesef Mishnah explains, that when our Gemara mentions that if you have mincha and musaf, you should have a mincha before musaf, it's only in a situation where the person is obligated to daven mincha. The halacha is that leikonas adam was suda gedoyla. A person is not allowed to daven, eat a suda gedoyla unless he daven mincha. So we have a situation where a person has that circumstance, so therefore he should daven mincha before musaf because he has a chiv to daven mincha. But if we don't have such a circumstance, then he doesn't have to daven mincha before musaf. Where will this be very relevant? This will be very relevant on Yom Kippur, because we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simin Tov Reish Chav, says the Shulchan Aruch, we should make sure not to stretch out the shachris on Yom Kippur, so that we should finish mincha, we should finish shachris in a timely fashion, in order that we should be able to start mincha musaf before the seventh hour, which is before the time of mincha. Because if we're going to wait to start davening musaf till later, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem with the Gemara that we just learned of davening mincha before, of davening musaf before mincha once the zman mincha came. However, according to the way we're learning now, that if the only time that the halacha tells us that we have to daven mincha before musaf is if I'm mechuyev to daven mincha, for example, I have to eat, then there's a halacha that I should daven mincha before musaf. But in Yom Kippur, there is no such consideration, obviously. On Yom Kippur, we're not going to eat. And since in Yom Kippur, we're not going to eat, therefore, according to this Kesef Mishnah, everybody would agree that we should daven musaf before mincha. Moreover, the Sefer Elif B'Magen says that this entire discussion on the matter of Ephraim, who brings down this halacha, he says that this halacha is only in a situation where it's already very late and the Zman of Mincha is already going to pass. But if it's not that late, certainly even on Yom Kippur, we should follow the proper order of davening Mincha before Musaf before Mincha.